Well, it's Wednesday, December 22nd, and I thought I'd do a follow-up report on the extra furin cleavage site in the Omicron variant. There were actually two examples in the United States prior to yesterday, and then NYU Langone released 160 sequences, and of those 160 released yesterday, 65 had the P681R. None of them had the insert that was found in the cold coronavirus, the 229E, and they were fairly similar. Almost all of them had 36 nucleotide deletion, which would include virtually all of the ones that have been reported in the spike gene. The most common sequence out there of Omicron has 36 nucleotides missing, and the insert, six nucleotides added for the insert. None of these listed the six nucleotides added. And most of them had 36 nucleotides missing. This is concerning that this number appeared in one institution. I believe all of these samples were collected in New York City. The vast majority of them were collected on the 13th and 14th of this month. So these are among the most recent collection dates. So the numbers are probably significantly higher on samples collected in the last week. And there's no reason to expect it to be limited to NYU Langone. Is probably widespread in New York City now. The only two examples in the U.S. prior to this was one in Texas and one in Washington State. The only other location that had a significant number of cases was in Germany that had six. And so prior to yesterday's release, there were a grand total of 15 examples worldwide, which included two in the U.S., and then 65 were in the release from yesterday.